Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Brownfield Ag News. Throughout this growing season, we're discussing stewardship best practices as part of the Be Sure campaign. The Growing Matters Coalition is reminding farmers and applicators to follow best management practices when using crop protection products to protect pollinators and preserve the environment. Today, we have Katie Savinelli, pollinator and stewardship lead from Syngenta, to provide some tips to farmers and applicators when working with beekeepers and best practices to protect pollinators when applying pesticides. As the 2020 growing season progresses, the Growing Matters Coalition continues to remind farmers to follow those pollinator best protection practices. Talk to me a little bit about why this is so important that we're protecting insect pollinators and the environment with these practices.
Well, it's really important to protect insect pollinators. And more often than not, people think of insect pollinators as honeybees, but there's also other insect pollinators like wasps and flies and that type of thing. And why it's so important to protect them is because the honeybees and other insect pollinators really provide a huge pollination service to many of the crops, such as fruits, nuts, vegetables, and even flowers. And without these workhorses, we wouldn't be able to enjoy all the diversity of food that we have.
Talk to me a little bit about proper pesticide use and good stewardship practices that help protect those pollinators.
So at Syngenta, you know, certainly we want to have tools for the farmers and we want them to be able to use them. But at the same time, being in the stewardship department, we also recognize that it's really important to use the pesticides properly. And part of the using pesticide properly for pollinators is to understand, number one, where the pollinators are, understanding what potential harm the pesticide could do, you know, typically insecticides. And by knowing some of these best practices, such as, you know, timing of spray, avoiding where the hives are, understanding even some of the habits and, you know, of the pollinators, you can really be able to use both the pesticides and protect the pollinators at the same time.
What are some steps that farmers can do to help protect pollinators when it comes to communication and with the folks around them?
Well, the first thing that we like to recommend is to read the label. The label is really important as far as the information relative to, you know, any potential recommendations. But in terms of, you know, once you've read the label, it's really important to understand, you know, where are the beehives? Are the beehives really close to the field? Are they farther far away? It's also good to know the beekeepers, because having a good relationship with the beekeepers is important, because it becomes a friendship. And, you know, the beekeepers understand that the farmers are running a business, the beekeepers are running a business, and both of them want the other to succeed. So it's important. And the basis of all of this is really about good communication. So in addition to understanding where the beehives are, it's really communicating. So if there will be an application that could potentially harm the bees, then it's really letting the beekeeper know so they could take some measures to make sure that the bees are protected, or even possibly moving the beehives if that is reasonable. And it's not just the farmers, because in a lot of cases, the farmers aren't necessarily making the application of the pesticide. It could be aerial applicators, it could be ground applicators, it could be even some of the retail outlets will be doing that. So it's really important not only for the farmers to have communication with the beekeepers, but they also need to communicate with the different people they're working with that would be making the application.
Are there some tools available for those making the applications to be able to make sure that they're applying safely and obviously according to label instructions?
Well, there's a couple places to look. Certainly the growingmatters.org is a good location, because we have a lot of our best management practices there. We also talk about pesticides and pollinator stewardship. But in addition to that, in a number of states, and it's always important to check, there's a company called FieldWatch, and FieldWatch has a number of different groups or subgroups. And basically, BeeCheck is what's being used now for beekeepers and applicators. And this BeeCheck is really a good tool, because number one, the information is private, so you have to sign up for it, and it's personal. But the only people that can access that is either the beekeepers or the applicator. So the applicator will look on BeeCheck, they'll say, okay, there's a hive there, and then they'll take precautions. They may spray later in the day, they may look at the wind direction, they may, you know, just make sure, and then also notify the beekeeper. So this tool, where it's available, is a really good tool.
Let's talk a little bit about buffers.
buffers. So on many of our pesticide labels today, there is discussion around buffers. Buffers are there for a number of different reasons. More often than not, it's about protecting bodies of water. But in a lot of cases, the buffers are also very useful for if you have a wildlife habitat nearby or if you have bees nearby. The buffer is really sort of like that area where there's not an application that's being made. So in other words, the farmer or the applicator will make the pesticide application on the field, and then the buffer is sort of like the in-between zone, and then the bees are outside of that zone.
Katie, anything else that we need to think about during the growing season as it relates to pollinator protection and stewardship?
So this is my little soapbox. I believe everybody can help pollinators, and I think the best place to start helping pollinators is really planting flowers. And you can plant flowers in flower pots, you can have a garden, you can have a meadow if you have enough property for that. But I mean, I think if we provide enough food and habitat for a lot of the bees and other insect pollinators, I think we're going to go a long way in really helping improve things.
And adding a little sunshine with some bright flowers, right?
Yeah, and we've had so much rain in North Carolina the last few days. Sunshine is really, we're looking forward to sunshine.
If folks want to find out more information, what's the best way for them to do so and where should they go?
www.growingmatters.org. That's growingmatters.org. That's a wonderful site and it's got lots of good information.
Again, for more information, visit www.growingmatters.org.